And let me see it. Let me see it. So it's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. So basically it's kept the mitzvah avede, the rich man, to return it to the Baal avede the poor. Then we have to suppose the Baal avede and the mitzvah avede are both rich or both poor. So then fear there isn't. Fear there isn't. But it's a big mitzvah to return. Suppose the Baal avede is a rich man, and the mitzvah avede is a poor man. It's proper for him. It is, you know, it will be windfall. And the Baal avede is a millionaire. So then it's not even a mitzvah. And perhaps he's even a chosid sheder. But that Rav Yo doesn't say. So others discuss that. But there is no mitzvah. Then there is no mitzvah. Then there is no mitzvah. So in other words, of course, in din there couldn't be such a distinction. Rich man, poor man, what different there is. Din is din. Din is din. Poor man, rich man, the same thing. But in a knimishos adin, where we take cognizance of the special circumstances, of the specific situation, then there's a difference. Poor man, rich man. So in other words, so pshara doesn't mean pshara just a voluntary agreement. And pshara doesn't mean just arbitration. It's okay, I mean, when we have to execute a legal document, and we have to mention it in Torah, so we have to call it arbitration. I mean, we have no other prayer. But al-Pidin, pshara doesn't mean arbitration, even though it requires the consent of both Baladin and even Kabbalistkin, but it's not arbitration, it's a psag din Torah. But there is a psag din Torah that Besdin can pasken without the consent of the parties. That's din gomo. That's strict justice. And then there is pshore. So in other words, din mishpot and tzedaka. So din strict justice is mishpot. But pshore is also din Torah. As much din Torah as mishpot. But mishpot can be enforced by having an attachment on the chosim and being keife. Tzedaka cannot be enforced. I mean, I don't mean our tzedaka, chai, I mean to be the to support the poor. I mean the tzedaka in each relationship. But it's a din Torah, and all the love that apply to a din Torah apply to pshara also. So in Mele, if they die, and that's very unfortunate. It's really a sad thing. I mean, that there are professional bearing today who always manipulate to pasken according to the interests of the clients. So they're not dayanim, they are lawyers, they are advocates. Al-Tasa Atzma Kechidin, a dayan cannot be an advocate of one party. He has to be impartial. So impartial. So all the love in the Torah, there are so many love the Rambam mentions. The Gabi Dayoni. Shall I have a speech box? Shaloi lirachim esadal bedin. In other words, see that, so that will apply in the Torah. But if it's a pshara, they're on the couple of children, so then on the contrary, so that's the right thing to lirachim. But suppose they're not the couple of children, and one will pass to negadin because the mitzvah is a pauper, a sick man, a handicapped person, and I'm for an umlaw, and the tibia, so it'll be either love the rising. But of course, if the Domekabukinian, so then the Dayan, so he'll have a mitzvah to be Merachim Adam, in the Domekabukinian. Shall he have there, God will be Dean. You know, somebody, the man, the mayor of the city, the member of the cabinet, he's a senator, a U.S. senator, so because of that, he renders a judgment in his favor, so he's either love the rising. So suppose the Domekabukinian, but he rendered a decision in his discretion, but because he's a U.S. senator, he'll be able to love the rice. So, Shalada Godelbedin, Shalhati Sadin al Balavir is Afro Pishachit. He also loved the rice. Suppose there is a Torah between the Chafetz Chaim and the Apikeras. Even Tor, and then all passed in the favor of the Chafetz Chaim, because I told you the Chafetz Chaim gave a lot of rice. Shall I have his mishpat gav yosem? Lish be bitzedek. Shall Liro be din me Israel? With a gum fish. So suppose all the tears today, I think not 99%, but 100%, are based upon Shor. So it's still, there's still a there, the love of the Sigurum fish. If he dies, remember, even if he's a bear. So if he passes, according to the wishes of his client, he's even loved the Reisman, just as if he ate has. Same way. Unfortunately, it is being violent. But Pshor doesn't mean, since it involves Kabbalah Kinyan, so it just. Ischaives mechile, can Ischaives, I'll give you $1,000 if it will rain incessantly tomorrow for 12 hours. So, it's not Pshor. And the Kabbalah Kinyan is not on just that. When somebody is in Kabbalah Kinyan, he means he should act like a dying, according to the Torah, not he should act like a listing. So, Shalish Lui Tzedek, Shalik Abdin Yisrea, Shalikach Sheikhat. Take Shechat Mipshore is even allowed the rice if take Shechat. So Pshore doesn't mean just Kabbalah scheme. So of course it can be a Kabbalah scheme in Israel if he knows what it'll be in Afnam. If the dying will tell, listen, will tell the one person, let's say, the Tevea is a U.S. senator and the mitvah is a poor person. So, and the dying tells him, listen, I'm going to pass in favor of the U.S. Senator. Are you Mikabel Kinyan? Then he will say, yes, he hears, but he's going to pass. Then you will not be able to love the Raisi. But when you're Mikabel Kinyan before, he knows what the Psak will be, he's able all the love. Because Pshore does not mean it is just, his Chayvus Mechile is just a barter, I mean an agreement. It's not a fiscal arrangement. Pshore is a din Torah too, but there are two kinds of psakim in Torah. Din Torah, a psak of din Torah based upon mishpat, and the psak of din Torah that is based upon tzedek and so on. So that's why Rav Meir says that makshinom pshore din, just as din requires shleisho, so pshore also requires shleisho. But the Chachonim say lo makshinom pshore also. So once again, Makshinim Pshore Din Dichsiv Mishpat Is Doko. V'amrin L'kamo Yizehu B'tzio. How many discuss of Mishpat? Yes, somebody raised the question. Yes.
So on what basis does he decide how to form the Pshore?
So I told you, it has to be Pesher HaKor Medin. If, after hearing all the times, being a couple ages, so he realizes the dying, that he'll be in terror of the strict justice, strict thing. So he has to pay $1,000. The mitzvah has to pay $1,000. The mitzvah is a poor man, an unfortunate person. The tevea is a rich man.
So is that favoring the dollar?
What?
Is that favoring the dollar in that case?
No, so I said, if it's on the basis of Pshore, that love, so I pointed it out. One love is, so not to favor, not to show preference to the dollar. That's only in the Torah. But in Pshore, then it's a mitzvah to show preference to the dollar. Because they consented, they gave their consent. Floated on it, Ligip Shore, and be a selfish leisure, I'm sure I'm real somebody will be shine. The Rabbin, the Pligan Rameas, Abbiochi, Manda Matria, the Hadnik, the Machino, the Ledin, Malifrim, Malikhad. All right, now the Gimore says, Omar Abashe, Shmamin of Shore in its region. Now again, when you make a Kenyan with the Baladin, so then the Kenyan you make with the Tevea, collect Tevea $1,000. So the king and the Kabbalah's king and the Tevea means that in case the person decides it's only fair, that he shouldn't be entitled to $1,000, he shouldn't be entitled to $1,000, only he should collect only $500, so it's mechilah. In respect to the mitzvah, so the Kabbalah's king and is his height. So Pshore means Mechile in respect to the Tevea and Mishaibes and inspect it in the
Sure.
Yes?
Kinin itself makes Mechila, the Kinin is Mishaibes
to
Dimogon.
To Kavadoi, the Mechila.
But Mechila is Mitzaratma, the Kinin
yeah,
is no Mitzaratma.
Yeah, Mechila. That's right. But the King and the King in Suda is only to Kavadoi. All right, so, Omar Abash, oh, you see, there's a difference between Mishaibes and Mechila, because the machine is custom. Because Mishaibes generally requires King Suda. Suppose somebody says to him, I'm Mishaib to you $1,000. It's nothing. A mere bayit, it doesn't become a chayv. But if you're Mechavot Suda, King Suda, then so, in respect to Mishaibes, in other words, relative to the nitva, where the kapolas kinyan is ischaides, so the kinyan establishes it. But in respect to the veya, so there is mechile. Mechile doesn't require kinyan. If somebody owes me $10,000 and I am mechilim without kapolas kinyan, the mechile is effective. But here, it's to collaborate, because after all, here we don't know what they are agreeing to, because each Balvin might be thinking, oh, he's right, I mean. And some mele, it will, without kinyan, it will be considered mechile bitois. So the mechile is, so the kabbalist kinyan is to collaborate the mechile. But relative to the mitzvah, where the kabbalist kinyan is ischaides, so is the kabbalist kinyan that affects the ischaides, not just to collaborate. All right. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabash, Shmam Nishor, and it's Chira Kinyan. This is the Eitor Chira Kinyan. Limando, Amar Chira Tlote, Lomoli, Lamando, Chira Tlote, Lomoli, Tizge Betray, Glik Nemene. Yuchese, Pshoro, Chira Kinyan. So, Bosh Shafiqa says, Bodo Isag Betray, Yishmada Bikin Betoyes, Tlik Kiyan, Pshoro Shafiqa. All right. Man, tis gale. Man, the matri after the hand, the machine is the man, the hand, tis ki betray, which may have been coming along the basin, with tail, matone baum, and with diet in his cayenne. A law had been on totally up his care basin, the affordable economy in Libre. You can say, sure it's a king and battle on Nasus Bishlech. But Nasus Bishlech, why the answer is, because there is no king, so then it's like the toys. And then, in regard, yeah, so it's Bitoyes. Tana Rabban, Kishem Shadim Bishleisho, Kishem Shadim Bishleisho, Kar Bitsua Bishleisho. That's what the Chachamim says. The Bitsua Pshore requires Leisho. Nidmaradin Yatarashay Elitzea. In other words, when can the Dayonim decide to make Pshore only if they do it before it's Nidmaradin? But if it's Nigmar Adin, Yator Rashoi. What does the Rashi say? Nigmar Adin, Sheomru, Ish Pleini Yator Zaka, Ish Pleini Yator Chai. So according to Rashi, Nigmar Adin means Mamish Mardin. And the judgment was already rendered. Let's see the taste of this. Now we will go over the other tastes tomorrow, but this taste is important. Nigmar Adin, Yator Rashoi, Lutzea. Kigei Shekvor Digdeko Bidin Heiti. Uchmei Gomru Sadin, Lemechzer, Ish Pleini Yator Chai. The chidin is boy kolkach in la teisi las pshore. She omole o yedea she is boy din lischus lohoya mischatz li pshore b'shemini. So in other words, there is a big machlek, a basic machlek between Rashi and Teisis. According to Rashi, so even if the Dayon had already discussed, had the shakwetar with the Masamadmi, and they already know what the psak din is going to be. But as long as they didn't announce it to the Balei Din, they can decide to make a pshara. According to Teisves, no. If the Dayonim already know among themselves what the Psak Din would be in the Din Torah, they are not allowed to make a pshara. They are only allowed to give mechuyev to pressure the Balei Din into a pshara as long as they themselves are not sure what the outcome of this mishpat will be. But if they know what the outcome of the mishpat, strict mishpat will be, they are not allowed to pressure the Balei Din for pshara. That's the machleik between Rashi and Teisves. It's a basic machleik. Nifz the nigradin at Rashi lifzeya. God bless the Meishal Bisagul Eimer also lifzeya. בכל הביצי הארץ החייטי, בכל המבורך הזה הביצי הארץ מנהיץ, ועל זה נעים הביצי הברך נעשה לשם, אלוהי כפת נסעור, שנמה כאן משפטו הקימו, וחיים הישרים היו כפת נסעור, אבל ארני אפשולם וריב שולם, ומאיסים שולם ללחבר, שמצאו עשה נסעיס בפיו, ויעבור נמצא בספוסו, בשולם משאול החיטי, ורבים הישג מובן. Now this Gemara might be very misleading, and one has to be careful, because I know I heard rabbis quote that Gemara inviting in articles, so that the Gemara is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu had one approach and the Anakian another approach. Chas v'sholem. This is a repugnant thought. So what's the Pshat in Gemara? Now, we have to understand the blessed of Moshe Rabbeinu is really email also with Seah. Bechol HaBitziah Zechayim. So in other words, there is Dafri, you'll see in the Gemara, Dafri Tanoi. One Tanoi says, the blessed Bnei Shal Rabbi Yisiyah Glili, he says that it's Navera to be Meki Pshat. Navera. Why should it be Navera? Bitziya Berach Nitz HaLishem is such a sharp expression. What's wrong at all? Pshat is based upon the voluntary consent of the parties. So why should it be Navera? One time he says it's a mitzvah, not just a mitzvah of Rishus, but a mitzvah of Chayvah. And we're passing like that from Dabar. It's a Chayvah. In other words, Dayonim have to exert pressure, all the pressure in the world, to prevail upon the Validim that they should agree to Shabbat. Suppose Validim say, we want him to. That's usually the case. Every Validim thinks that he's right, hoping him to. He don't know the name, and even if somebody easily knowledgeable, but a person, they rationalize. So every Baldin thinks that he's right. So you have to exert a lot of pressure in order to prevail upon them that they should agree to Ipshor and be Mikabal Kinyan. So one mandoma says that it's a mitzvah, and one says it's a big aver. And one Tanya says it's a Rishus, but Rishus doesn't mean Rishus like either eating noodles or eating farfum. It means Rishus al mitzvah, it's not a chayva, but it's a Rishus al mitzvah. So now we have to understand what's the pshat in the blessed of Nisha Rabbi Sagri. Also, if Tzeya, Bechol HaBitziah is a chayte, Bechol HaBorech is a bitziah is a nice. In other words, if somebody, let's say, guzzles and then he does a mitzvah with that, so the Gemara says, but the Gemara says, if somebody makes compromises on matters of principle, of suing, so but in the Gemara says, and Pshore is all the Kabbalistian, Mechile is Chayves, so Pitzia Berch is Hashem. What's the Pshat? We don't pass like others, but what's the Pshat? And then, this Gemara, the Gemara says, Vechemeshe Oyeimir, Yikev is Adin Esaroch, no Pshores. Aval Arein, Eiv Sholeim, Vereidiv Sholeim, Mishol Chayim, Pshat. There was a machlekes between Mish and Arein, but the approach is that Chas Vishol. I once saw a sefer, I'm sorry, but I forgot the name of the sefer, it was a Drush sefer, and it's about 45 years ago. So I saw the sefer in the library here in Yeshivas Yisrochon. I saw it 45 years ago. I forgot the name, I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, I really want to remember the name of the Drush sefer. And it had a skome from Rav Chaim, my grandfather. So then, in the Hagdome, he says, he came to Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim, it was a Drush Sefer, no halacha, Drush, you know, the old-fashioned Drush. So Rav Chaim said, he'll give him a skame, provided he takes out one thing. He doesn't care about anything else. Whether he agrees, he doesn't agree, it doesn't matter. But one thing he has to take out, otherwise, he's not giving the skame. In one Drush, on the basis of the Medrash says, that Bezalel argued with Moshe what should be built, constructed first, the Kelim or the Mishkan. So a whole Drush, a whole Shetron, why Moshe said that way and Bezalel said that way. So I said, So Reb Chaim told me, that's what the Mishnah is like. If he doesn't take it out, he doesn't give him the Askama. But he gives him the Askama after all. I mean, he has to give him the Askama because he can't wait. He has to leave. He has to raise money. But only if he takes out that Rishon. So he says, because this is a repugnant idea. There cannot be machlekes between Moshe Rabbeinu and anyone else of the Chachmei Yisrael. Because first of all, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Moshe Rabbeinu b'Moshe ben Kimshirim v'chatkoi. So Moshe himself had a din of Bezna. You cannot be chilek, it's lesoso. You're not allowed to be chilek on Bezna. But besides that, I'm said, how is it shayach to say? Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the one for whom the Torah was revealed. So how is it shayach to have a machlekes with Moshe Rabbeinu? It's a repugnant thought. So if you take it out, I give you the askama. If you don't take it out, so you can't put in my askama. But that man, I mean, he did something that is not nice. He didn't take it out, but he felt that to mention what Reb Chaim told him. But Reb Chaim told him he cannot put in the askama if he doesn't take it out. So that so in other words, how can that be? Why did I mention it now? Here I found it. Superficially, it appears there was a machlekes between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron Akeh and Chas V'Sholem. How can you say Moshe Rabbeinu? It appears as the Gemara is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu had the approach of Yikit Adin Esor and Aaron Oiv Sholem Reiv Sholem. Now let's see how Rashi explains. Aval Aaron Oiv Sholem Reiv Sholem. Yikit Moshe Shemei Machlekes B'neim Kedem Shir Bayo Lifanof Lidin Hoya Reiv Achreim Umatio Sholem B'neim. So, in other words, you see, the Gemara mentions this. Who mentions this? Reb Lezer of Neisha, Reb Yisei Aglili. And what is the shita of Reb Lezer of Neisha, Reb Yisei Aglili? The pshore is in Aver. It's B'tzei Aver, Chlis HaYishen. I mean, the other time we say, it's a mitzvah, it's the biggest mitzvah. Doko Mishpot. Mishpot is Doko. But the controversy of the Aver, it's in Aver. How is it in Aver? Why is it in Aver? What, I mean, what's wrong with it? Mommy is nitl mchile, mommy is nitl ischaives, so what's wrong with it? Why is Rabbi Neshe Rabbi Saglili chilek and the Tanya, who is it, Rabbi Shimon Koroche, who says, Rabbi Shimon Koroche, mitzvah lifzeya, emesu mishpot, doko mishpot, mishpot is a vayi, dobit is a doko mishpot. So why is it an avere? The answer is, of course, it's no avere. If you just say it, do you want to pshara? I would suggest pshara. Then the blessed nature of Yisrael Aglili wouldn't say b'tzei abeich m'tzashem, chas v'shara. But according to Reb Shir ben Koroche, it's mitzvah l'tzei not just by saying maybe you'll agree to pshara. No, it means mitzvah l'tzei. You have to pressure it. Pressure. I mean, you know what pressure means. I know what pressure means. I suppose everybody knows what pressure means. So it's a mitzvah to exert pressure. And pressure is not such a nice thing. Rabbi Yehine says in Shari Tshuve that if somebody, there is a law, the achichem li Yisroel ish b'yochi lo yisir de b'bi forech. So what is forech? Yachas avidesi shlisha, avidesi shlisha. So he says, if a person pressures another person, he should do something. And he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do it. But he cannot refuse because he feels indebted to him, you know. After all, he helped him get a certain position. So because of that, he exerts pressure on him. And he finally consents to do it. But he does it not b'rtzeinu atei. Reluctantly, he can't refuse. You know how they pressure people. So it's habidus perach. It's evil of the rice. The smallest thing. In other words, if you ask a certain person you want to visit another person, let's say Ruvein has to visit Lady, so he doesn't want to visit Lady by himself. So he asks Shimon to go with him, and he knows that Shimon doesn't get along with Lady, and he wouldn't go with him, but except that he feels indebted to Ruvein. Because Ruvein helped him get a certain job, so He can't help it. So he's either so moving by exerting unfair pressure, he's either allowed the rise, Vahirchendli Israel, I Biochiv Loisir de Bilfah. That's what Tamina says. I wouldn't say it's such a thing. But Tamina says it, it's very stubborn, it's very reasonable. So, the Mele, he, so the Blazer, the nation of Israel, he doesn't say Chas V'Sholem, that you shouldn't try to prevail upon the parties, the Baladin, to Ipshah. What's wrong with it? At all, I mean, suppose that the Nitra is a poor man, an unfortunate person, and the Tevea is a billionaire. So he shouldn't try to prevail upon the Baladin. They should agree to Pshore to do something that is in accordance with Tzedek. Of course it's a mitzvah, but according to Rishut and Korche, it means mitzvah lifzea. He shouldn't just say, suggest it. And if he says, no, I want this, I want everything. He should work on it. Pressure him. And reprimand him and rebuke him. He can't force him. But he can tell him that you are cruel, you are harsh. Why don't you want to agree to Pshar? So, ordinarily, it would involve a lot of rising. Of Achechem the Yisroel, Yish Beochit, Yisir the Bidiforach. Yisir the Bidiforach. But here, because of the peculiar circumstances of the case, so not only is there a heter to exert pressure, which ordinarily would be osir, it's a mitzvah. Because din Torah, emirach medin, so might be a situation that an unfortunate person would be forced to pay $1,000 to a billionaire. Say it's unfair, Chas V'Sholem, it's not unfair. Terror is not unfair. Without the consent of the parties, it cannot be done. But with the consent of the parties, it has to be done, even at the expense of tremendous pressure. So that's what Rav Shulman Korach says. Rav Lezer, the nation of Yisrael, really says, also, Mitzvah, it doesn't mean you shouldn't try. Of course you have to try. But also, Mitzvah, to exert tremendous pressure, I mean, and to talk to him harshly and rebuke him if he refuses, that is Bitzea Be'echim Zashem. So the Shita of Rav Lezer ben Yisrael ben Yisrael really is that it's also to exert excessive pressure in order to prevail upon them, to give their consent to Pshore. So that's only Moshe to be done. So that's why Rav Lezer ben Yisrael ben Yisrael really said, Meisha Rabbeinu just had in Torah. They didn't come from it. The setup was, you can see it from Israel, the setup was that Meisha Rabbeinu was the dying. And whenever they had litigation, they came. So, Meisha Rabbeinu, he was occupied with litigations, Meisha Rabbeinu. But Meisha Rabbeinu was not involved in arranging settlements between parties. Meisha Rabbeinu, that was the setup. He had a lot of work in Shabbani without arranging settlement. Aaron was not so involved in the Torah and the country. But Aaron was involved in arranging settlements. So that's the pshat. Not that there was Chas V'Sholem Machlekes. That's nonsense, repugnant nonsense. Even though some so-called scholars write about it, articles, I don't care. But it's nonsense, it's repugnant nonsense. It's repugnant to Kohate Kulei. From Bereshis Bo to the last Mishneh Nukzi. There is no machlekes between Meisha and Aaron. But Moshe, in the setup, in the midbar, so Moshe was involved in litigations. He was not involved in settlements prior to the litigation. So Mele, he did not do so. When he did not do so, Moshe Rabbein also tried, you know, at first to prevail upon them to have. To make a compromise, if sure. But if they didn't want, he didn't exert excessive pressure, according to the Blessed Nation of Israel, really, because also with Sam, excessive pressure is also, because ordinarily excessive pressure involves the love of the Achichem, the Yisroel, Yishbiochit, Yisir, the Bilifarach. But Aaron Akein, because he was the dying, so Mele, he had to be. Say, Yikev Zadinesor, and we cannot exert excessive pressure. But Anakian, he was involved with the parties before the litigation. So then there was no fear of Yikifes Adinesor. But had Anakian been in the shoes of Moshe Rabbeinu, would have adopted the same approach as Moshe Rabbeinu. And had Moshe Rabbeinu been in the shoes of Anakian, he would have adopted the same approach, as Anakian. All right, so read it here. When discussing the Gemara of Rabbeinu Nisha Rabbi Yisrael Adril, so two difficulties. One, how does Rabbeinu Nisha Rabbi Yisrael Adril say also Mitzayah? Because Mitzayah Beyach Nisha Lishem. That is reference to compromises on Surim and principles. But in a moment, that is not only Chile, and is not only Ischailis, and Shore is done, is based upon the consent of the parties. So there is Mechile and there is Yishchaydes. How could we say Bitzia Berach? What kind of a Bitzia Berach is it? And then, what's the Pshat? What's the Pshat in the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yikra Bnezor? And, but are they, if Sholem Redu Sholem, a seed that had been Machlekin between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. I mentioned the story, of Abchaim, that he didn't want to be the Askomer unless he takes out that piece that says that there was Machlekes between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bitzara. There couldn't be a Machlekes between Moshe Rabbeinu and anyone else. So as the Pshat, so I said that we have to understand the Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. How do you say it's Bitzia Be'er? The Shubin Korcha says it's a mitzvah. Does not agree that it's a mitzvah. Of course it's a mitzvah. I mean, there is Zdokoy Mishpot, Ki Datifman, Shi Tzabe, Zbono, Zbeis Yachov, Vishomu Derech Hashem, Zdokoy Mishpot. So of course Zdokoy is higher than Mishpot. But Mishpot can be enforced. Zdokoy cannot be enforced. But why shouldn't the Dayonim prevail upon the Baladin that they should give their consent for Zdok? It's the highest thing. I mean, how can anyone say something else? The answer is, the brother Meshach Misag really is made it that it's a mitzvah upon Bezdin when two litigants come before them to suggest to them that they should agree to it. That's the ideal thing. But according to Shimon Koroch, it's not just suggesting. We have to exert a lachatz pressure. I mean, excessive pressure. And not just to say, maybe you'll be so kind as to agree to Ipshar. No, if you say no, they should be rebuked. They cannot be forced, but they should exercise excessive pressure. So, excessive pressure, so it's not such a nice thing. The Rabbi Yehuda said that if somebody exerts pressure upon another person, he should do something that the other person doesn't want to do it. But he keeps on nagging him and pressuring him, and the other person, because he feels indebted to that person who exerts the pressure, so finally agrees. So he's either love their eyes there. K'tano yigdei, Rabbi Yehuda Sharichu. K'tano yigdei, even a small thing, then it's So in other words, so this is not only to exert, so here is exerting pressure, excessive pressure. When they only give their consent under pressure, it's not Ketzinomatei, but reluctantly they give their consent. Even if I'm a couple Kinyan, but it still should involve an Isa of Perach. The answer is, the Shubin Korcha says, that's good pressure. Sometimes pressure has to be exerted to do the right thing. And after all, Pshore is the finish also. And I mentioned the Ravio. The Ravio says that there are two levels in the finish also. One level is, let's say, the Gemara says in the Mitzies, if somebody finds a Mitzie, and in a near Ruba Akum, so then it is presumed that the Balaveda was misyayish because The Baraveda, when he found out that he lost it, assumed that an Akum picked it up, and it's not a Derech of Akum, to return. So it was Mishayish. But then it turned out that the Jew picked it up, and the Baraveda produced the simoni. So he's not Mechuyev to return his Saradim, because there is Yush. But the Saradim is also Saradim is Mechuyev to return. So the Rabbi says, and Ramot passes it in the Jewish book. He says, one level is where the Balavedi is an Oni and the Meitzi is an Oshi. So then destiny is in the cave for the Meitzi to return. Because Kvi of Mitzvah smacking with this Nafi. The other level is, other situation is where both are Oni or both are Oshi. So then it's a Mitzvah but no Kvi. And the third situation is where the Balaveda is an Oshir and the Oni, the Meitze, and the Meitze is an Oni. So then it's not even a Mitzvah. It's not even a Mitzvah. So in other words, so Lifnim Yishor Sadin also has Din. It's not Din, just Midas Sidis. It has Din in Aloch, has certain kind of Lifnim Yishor Sadin, there is Kviyah. Certain kind of Lifnim Yishor Sadin, there is no Kviyah. But it's a mitzvah, and certain kind of things are deemed is not even a mitzvah. He wants he can do it, but it's optional with him. It's not even a mitzvah. So Mele, Rabbi Shimon Kolcha says, in this case, there is no issue of exerting excessive pressure, because it's a mitzvah, you are exerting pressure for the right cause. Let's say, when somebody is Mechiach es Chavere, so he's in there, and the love of Achachachicham in Yisrael is Bochus in the Ferech. It's good fashion. It's for a good cause. But Abbas Abnesh Rabbi Yisrael really says, no. Once he came to the Dayan, so of course it's a mitzvah to the Dayan to prevail upon the litigants. by suggesting to them. But if they refuse and they say, we want the Torah Mamesh, then he's not allowed to exercise excessive pressure. But I didn't say everything yesterday. I had no time. Here, the pressure is not just a question of Achicham in Israel, because in certain situations, I think the Chazan himself says that suppose a Rebbe or a father exerts pressure upon his son or a Talmud to do something that he's very reluctant to do, is not even alive. Because he's even alive when the person upon whom he exerts pressure is under no obligation, you know, to conform to his wishes. But when he's in a special relationship where he's mechuyev to give kovet and meira, let's say, to the parent or to the rabbi, then there is no yisar on the rabbi to exert excessive pressure upon the Talmud. But in this case, according to Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Isaac really, who says also Lifzeya, so it will be even if the Baal Din happened to be Talmidim of the best, it will still be also. It's not just a question of Achichem Yisrael, Ishbroch Misimfar. Here it's a question of Nisach. Now we have two labs. Dibros HaRishenes in Israel, we have a love of the Sachem. And the Dibros HaRishenes, the Torah mentions the Sachem, and also is the Sabbath. Sachmi beis reacho, we sachmi eishes reacho, the abdei va mosei, the shere, the chamerei, the chola shal reach. That's in Yisrael, the divas of Shemes. In Eschanon, in the divas of Achenes, there is a love of the Sisabe also, not only the Sachmi. The Lysach made Ashes Reacho. The Lysisabe base Reacho. סודיו ועבדי ועמוסי שירי וחמירי וכל אשר לריח. So he said, what is this Isabe and what is this Achme? So the Rambam says, and that's the Sifri. Even though the Rambam, the Raiva Chite, is not exactly the way the Rambam said it, but the Sifri is much more like the Rambam. The Raiva just be explaining. It doesn't seem to conform to the Sifri. כיין שנמא לסח מיט כסף זוב עליהם ולקחת לחוכים וצ'ינג מייס כל המסב בייסי או ישתי בקיבב של חברים וכן כל קייץ במשל דבורים שאפשר לו לקניס ממנו כיוון שחוש הבלי בהיך נקנה דבר זה ונפתה בלי בבידובו או בבלייס הזה שנמא לו סיסבי ותבו אלו בלי בלבד לבלד. So there is Tavo, which is Abe, and there is Chimut, Luisachbe. What is Luisachbe? What is Luisachbe? So suppose Ruben likes Shimon's car, he has the Kedamon, he likes it very much. So then he asks him to sell it to him for a price, which Shimon refuses. I like it myself, I don't want it. So he keeps on nagging him, calls him up in the day and the night. So then, in order to get rid of the nagging, he decides, I'll sell it to him. Is it Gezel? No, it's not Gezel. It's not in Toliu Vizovin, it's management item. Pressure, but excessive pressure, not just pressure, you know, asking him, do you want or you don't want? No, he didn't want, but he kept on nagging him, so excessive pressure, so he decided. In other words, he gave his consent reluctantly. It's not a tzeniate. It's a consent that is procured through excessive pressure. This is what is constantly taking place today in modern life. Pressure, and everything. So, then he's evil isach. Now, the raivet, yeah, that's isach. What is lisisave? What is lisisave? Lisisave means, sachmi means, he desires, he covets the articles of his neighbor, and he starts implementing his decision. He decided to use today through legal channels. He won't take it away from him, but through legal channels, through pressure. So if he already implemented his decision to get it through legal channels, then he's able to say, but suppose he decides going to take legal steps to exert pressure until he'll agree to selling the cattle. But so he hasn't done yet anything, nothing, just tithing. So then his evil is his son. And that is based upon the Sifri. Sifri says, Milameit, Shetaivo meivili de chimud, chimud meivili de gezel. So the Rambam explains it. What does it mean? There are three steps. Aveo geras aveo. So the first step is he's just his type. He covets the other person's, his friend's article, object. Uh-huh. And he decides to take steps, little steps. So then he implements his decision. He exerts pressure. And until his friend sells it to him. But sometimes in other situations, So he'll just grab it from him. Without pressure, just yes. The Raivet is different. Pashtus Haloshna is a phrase like the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Vin leikin alav zeh hamisach mei, mitnei she'in b'maise. Omar Avrom l'ruisi teime godel mizeh, v'heichom maise godel mintilas achifetz. Avo havo l'meima mitnei she'u chayev v'tashlumim, she'ariu ki gazlen she'chayev l'hoshi t'zagzeilo, u'fichoch in leikin, v'gam zeu." It's not a maize. Well, the answer is no kasha in Rambam. Because you see, the Raivet sheet is like this, as you will see it. That when it's one of the Sachme, when he takes it against without the consent of God. But so what's the difference between Gazlan and Chamsa? So Gazlan means he takes away the Cadillac and doesn't pay for it. Chamsa means gives him, it's worth $20,000, the Cadillac. So he gives him $20,000, and then he says, "I'm taking it." He says, "No, I don't want to convey it to you." So he says, "Never mind, I paid you for it. It's mine now." Then it's Chams. So in other words, when it's also Gezel, but there are two kinds of Gezel. There is one kind of Gezel, where you don't compensate the owner for the article you gazel, and another kind of Gezel, where you compensate him. But it's both in Shagazel. Some melees, it's the Kira Samais, but Mashain Bonsaret. Mashain, in the case where he procures the consent, even though he procures it through excessive pressure, then he's not in the Sachmi. So how can you say it's Lavshin and Maisi? But the Rambam Nishito say that he's evil Sachmi, even if it is given to him by his consent. And he says, "I'm selling it to you and everything." And he writes a bill of sale and everything. But since the consent was procured through excessive pressure, so he's able, so it's not a nisar of Gezel, it's not a nisar of Ikras Mame, it's a legal thing. There was a transaction, but the nisar is a achiv salvovitz. In other words, just as Luis is savvy, he's a nisar of achiv salvovitz, just making and entertaining a desire to get it and deciding in your heart to get it. So even the chimud is a chiyus halavis, but if the tithe assumed such a proportion that he already started to implement his tithe, then it is chimud and is. But essentially, it's a nisa of chiyus halavis. So maybe it's lafshim emaise. In other words, the Gemara says in Brachas, "Yisur achil vafchem vachem nechem, achil vafchem zominus." The Rambam says there is no malchus for this Yisroel because it's lafshim emaise. So Bishleime, let's say, when Zeivel Yisroel Avchem, he entertains theoretical thoughts, so it's in emaise. What's nus? It's emaise. The answer is, here it's not the Yisar of Znus. Here it's an Yisar of time. Not to be about time. But if somebody has a taive and he suppresses the taive, he's not able. But if the taive assumes such a proportion, such a magnitude, that he implements his taive, and he really acts, he commits, performs this, then he's able to the chiles alvoves of lishesurach reineichem. So that's why there is no malchus. So here too, the Rambam says it's lafshim b'maise, and the Raivet is chilek on the Rambam. He holds that zero is achmed only when he takes it without the consent of the owner. Then less so zero is zero. No, the zero is zero only when he doesn't come to the city. But with achmed is zero when he comes, takes it from the tzir dafei, has the same sheet as Raivet. Now how about? The Zifri says the Taiva Nivili the Chimut Nivili the Gezel, according to the Rambam, you understand? Because there are three steps, but according to the Raivet, so this is also Gezel. The answer is according to the Raivet, it's also three steps, because this is also Gezel. But there are two kind degrees of Gezel. There is the Gezel of the Sigzel, where he takes away somebody else's Chayfetz and doesn't even compensate him. That's more homo. than the other kind of Gesloff, Hamsen, who takes away the chayfetz without his consent and comes this way. So he says, Taiva mevila de chimut, chimut le gesloff. Yes, what do you want to say?
The point of it is, and it tells us
that
you will go back. What? You will
go back and not back and the signal? No. Only if you guzzle and you don't compensate, you are either both.
Because
it's
part of
the what? It's a different. It's 2 degrees of zeil. Yes.
So, according to Rambam, kicha is just in the case.
It's just like znus in the love of lishesua achel bafchem bachenechem achenechem znus. So, as far as the love of lishesitation in the soil according to the Rambam, ponabola pnuyo. So then the znus is the ma'isaber, but it's under the love of lishesua achenechem, not the znus the ma'isaber. The Maizaveri is tiny, but sometimes tiny is suppressed. It's not implemented. And sometimes the tiny is implemented. He performs nus. So if he commits nus, so then he's able to lap of Mishusurach in here. That's why there's no malchus for nus. And the score of the lap of Mishusurach in here. Because the Issa is an Issa of Chemis Havodesh. Yes.
So it's a shear?
That is sheer, that's right. It is sheer, the degree of the type, what magnitude it assumes. So the melee, it's no kashi. Kashi is a lot of misery, intense thing to get like a Rama. But it's no kashi in the Raivet, because the Raivet will explain, type may be in the chinit, if it just has a type for somebody else's chinit else. So the next step will be chinit, and you'll take it away by force, but you'll compensate. And the third step will be you'll take away a chayfetz and he won't even compensate. But one thing is clear from this effect, and the Raivet is not masik and aloha yud. The Raivet is only masik and aloha tes, where the Rambam discusses chlisachmeid. But aloha yud, when the Rambam says, kol amisave beisei o yishtei vikilov shel chaveirei, vichin kol kayitzi behen mishol dvorim, sheefshal o yukneisu memenu, ki mishachosha bilibei heich yikne, then he says, so the Raivet is not classic on this Rambam. The Raivet is also made as far as Lysisabe is concerned, there's certainly Chesov of this, and that you are either even without implementing it. The moment you decide to implement it, so you're either, and it's very likely. I cannot be sure that the Raivet will meet it the Rambam as long as he decides to get it to unfair means by excessive pressure, even though according to the Raivet, excessive pressure does not come within the love of the Sachme, but it's not a nice thing. It's a double mechua, even according to the Raivet, so no, you're not the Sachme. The Rambam says, Yesh loch novel b'shus ha-Torah, I mean, so certain things that there is no Issa in the Torah, let's say Shikras, the Rambam mentioned it. There is no Issa in the Torah, to again Shikras, no Issa in the Torah. And Shikras, but it's never Mechua. So Mele, according to Raivet, procuring the chifetz of his friend to excessive pressure does not come within the love of the Sachme. But if he does exert excessive pressure, he does a very ugly thing. So yes, of novel beshus atayim. So mele, the Raivet is made that if one makes a decision to get the chayfes of chaveirei right, through unfair methods, and the exerting pressure, if he decides just, he doesn't decide, he decides to get it by taking by through gezelman. Then of course he's able to decide. But the Raivet is not. Masik and the Rambam says, "Kol amisave beisei yishis chazavir mishol shefot mi kibu shechosha bilibei heich yikne davaze heich yikne davaze." So he doesn't mean to say heich yikzel davaze, but yikne. That's the different question. And the Raivet is not masik, so the Raivet is masking in regard to yishisave that as long as he makes a decision to get it through unfair methods, doesn't have to be explicitly forbidden by law, even if it's an Indian of novel Bishop Satoa, so that's an unfair method. For, So then his evil is decided. So mele, there are every case where he implements it by exerting excessive pressure, so yes, because sign money will certainly be evil is decided. In other words, the machlik is the ram, the raivet is only in regard to sachme, but there is no machlik in the ram, the raivet in regard to his sachme. So mele, according to the ram, shite. I think that most Hashem agree with the Rambam. Tasteless, if I agree with the Rambam. But most Hashem, I think the smart, the Yerim, the Chinuch, and the Ramban agree with the Rambam. So most Hashem agree with the Rambam. So when you exert excessive pressure in order to get through legal channels, so a certain chayfetz of another person, so I evil is achmi. Now the question is this: if Reuven likes Shimon's cattle, and he exerts excessive pressure until Shimon decides to sell it, so Reuven is evil is achmi. How about if Reuven, you know, likes Shimon, he has a very good relationship with Levi, and Shimon has a wonderful cattle. So he's a good friend of Levi, so he exerts excessive pressure upon Shimon, he should sell his cattle to Levi. Wouldn't be able to sach the man. Maybe the sach in regard to the Yisrael Nisik, so it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference whether one dazzles, there is a Reb Chaim on that, but it's mentioned in the Rambam Feresh. In other words, if Reuven takes away Shimon's chayfetz, because he wants to appropriate it to his own use, he's able to see. And suppose he takes away Shimon's chayfetz in order to give it to Levi, he's also able to see. That's in regard to Xeris. It doesn't make any difference whether you take it away by force for yourself, or you take it away in order to give it to somebody else. How about his achmi? Maybe his achmi is different. Maybe Sachmi is only Shayach when, since the Sachmi is a Chesal Vodeis. So maybe it's only Shayach when you do it for yourself. You exert excessive pressure upon Shimon. Reuven exerts excessive pressure upon Shimon, he should sell his Chayfetz to Reuven. But if he exerts excessive pressure upon Shimon, he should sell the Chayfetz to Levi. Maybe he's not either. So I have a Raya from the Sifri. The Mechilta. The Mechilta says, L'sachmi v'ish esri echo, avu ato chimit, chimit, basri echo libimcha. Although somebody wants, he's interested in a certain girl for his son. He thinks he's a good chidach for his son. But the girl doesn't want, the father of the girl is not interested. And he exerts excessive pressure upon the father of the girl. He should give consent to the Shina. And suppose the father really is not interested, but he's sick and tired of the nagging, you know, and the pressure. So he decides, all right, let the be Shina. So does it come within Sachmi? So the Mechilte learns out from Pasuk, because the Torah says, Sachmi the Ish is Riecho, Avo Atachimet, Bas Riecho Libincho. So it's especially just a Pasuk. Otherwise, I would say that he is evil is sachmi, even when he exerts pressure upon the father of the girl, that he should give his consent to the shidach between him and the father's daughter. So we see that sachmi applies not only to the case where Reuven exerts pressure upon Shimon, that Shimon should sell his chayfetz to Reuven. Even when Reuven exerts pressure upon Shimon, that Shimon should sell his chayfetz to Levi, there is also his achmi. So mele, it follows that here, in the case of Pshat, where Rabbi Shur ben Korcha says, mitzvah, it doesn't mean mitzvah just to suggest. Just to suggest. And if they submit, fine. If not, he stops pressuring them. Then even the blessed of nation of Israel really agrees it's a mitzvah. Of course. Jidatit manashim tzabez, one of the mitzvah of Bisham Lederach, Hashem was his local mishpah. so you don't always mention before Mishpat. But, according to the Mishur and Koruch, it's not just a mitzvah to suggest. It's a mitzvah to suggest and to, and the Baladin refuse, he should fashion them and fashion them and fashion them. Can even exert harsh pressure, you know, by rebuking them, by telling them that he's stubborn, and that he's cruel, because he doesn't want to submit midaite to Ipshon, to Kabolskiya. So Mele, so but then it involves and himself and Sachmeid, but the Sachmeid, so the answer is no, he has not the Sachmeid, because it's a mitzvah. Stockholm Mishpot. So Mele, he doesn't involve himself in Sachmeid. So Reza Mishal Abi Sadhu says, no, he does involve. It is the Tziya Berech Nis Hashem. But not Chas V'Sholem is according to Rebbe Mishal Nisag, really, if the dying just suggests to them, maybe they will, he says to them, maybe you will submit to Pshara. Then, of course, it's a mitzvah. But to exert excessive pressure is the Tziya Berech Nis Hashem. There's the Pshat. Mishal Rabbeinu said, that you saw Rebbe Mishal Nisag. And Aaron Ishol Ishol, not Chas V'Sholem as a Machlekes to Mishra Rabbein and Aaron. But as Rashi explains, Rashi, when he saw there was a conflict between the two parties, so before they even decided to litigate before Mishra Rabbein and Aaron, he made an arrangement and he reconciled the two parties. So he prevailed upon them to agree to Ishol. That is certainly Mishra Rabbein, if he had been involved in arrangements, in settlements before the Din Torah, so he would have done the same thing. It's not that there was a machlekes between Mesh and Aaron. One second. But Mesh Rabbeinu, the setup was, as it's mentioned in the Parsha Yisrael, that Mesh Rabbeinu was involved in litigations. And Mesh Rabbeinu was not involved in reconciling two parties, in settling conflicts, resolving conflicts before they even come to a litigation. Some male nation voluntarily said, no, he gave Adinus all. And had Aaron been involved in litigations, Aaron would have, according to the level nation of Israel, really, would have acted the same way. But the fact was that Aaron was not involved in the litigation. Aaron was involved in reconciling parties before they decide to litigate. Some male. If Shalom Vered, if Shalom, but Mesh Rabbeinu, Rabbi Mesh Rabbeinu says, he was involved in litigation, so Mesh Rabbeinu also tried, but not to exert excessive pressure. Because exerting pressure involves an Isar of the Sachmed economy. Not to the Rambam, but it's not a nice thing. But here, according to Mesh Rabbeinu, it is a mitzvah, but according to Rabbi Mesh Rabbeinu, it's not him. So yes, somebody,
But doesn't it seem that Aaron was involved in litigation from the Lashon of Rashi, the Kivin Shayesh Mei Machol Tzvinei, Lom Shavol Lufan of Ludin?
Yeah. So, Madar Hashem, you will see in the Chidush Aran that Aaron was not involved in litigation altogether. But according to Rashi, he was involved in litigation, but he was involved in reconciling resolving conflicts prior to litigation also. He was preoccupied with litigation, as he mentioned to Israel, in Beker Adere. So he was only involved. Aaron was involved in litigation and in settling disputes prior to litigation. So in settling disputes prior to litigation, Aaron acted out short. Mesh Rabbeinu had been involved in settling disputes prior to the Torah, prior to this, he would have acted the same way. It's not the Machlekes. There couldn't be a Machlekes to Mesh Rabbeinu at all. Now, since I mentioned the Indian of the Sachmed, I just want to mention a very remarkable insight by Rav Shimshon von Hirsch. In my opinion, it's one, there are many gems in Rav Shimshon von Hirsch, but this is one of the most remarkable gems. Yes.
According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, so he said it's a mitzvah.
Mitzvah, to exert excessive pressure. That's
so
one situation.
It's the love of Lo Tachmod, according to Gava. It's a love of
Lo Tachmod. No, because he has a posse, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. He doesn't come with something. Shenemi says, So he mentioned mishpat vayidovit. He said mishpat tzedaka. Mishpat tzedaka. Yes. So reshus means doesn't mean reshus. Just like as I said yesterday, that always when they want to eat, you know, noodles or to eat coffee, you know the story about Sosvanta. You don't know the story about Sosvanta. Sosvanta had a number of family. They are all outstanding people at Sosvanta's family. So, Sosvanta's family, he once observed that Sosvanta had an argument with his rabbis. So he couldn't understand it. So the Mora says in the Mitzie that in Mila Dalme, so Ishtecho Gutze, if your wife is short, so you have to bend down and hear what she has to tell you. You have to listen to the wife. Mila Dishmaye, so the wife has to listen to the husband. So, among ordinary people, we understand, I mean, that there is an argument. So Sosvanta is supposed to be the symbol, you know, of Torah behavior. So how can there be an argument? They don't understand it. You should say, Mila Dalme, so then the rabbis, so the rabbis of Sosvanta should submit to the view of the rabbis. If it's Mila Dishmaya, so the rabbis should submit to the view of the Sosvanta, how can it? But no one had the courage to ask him a challenge. But Rabitzel and Petterborn, yeah, he had the courage. He said, "Tell me the room, I'm sorry." So he said, "I'm volunteering. I'm going to ask the Rebbe, Dishai, how is it that there is an argument between you and the Rebbe?" So he asked the Sosvanta. So he said, "The argument is always whether a certain question comes within the category of Mila Dishmaya, or it comes within the category of Miladam. For example," so I said, "according to me, almost everything comes within the category of Miladishmai. And according to my Rebbetzin, so there are many things that come within the category of Miladam." So Rebbetzin Petterborn asked him, "What's a concrete example, you know, just talking abstractions, you know?" So what's a concrete example? So I said, "I'll give you a concrete," the Sosvanta said, "I'll give you a concrete example." Now there is a machlokes haposkim, what broche you have to make on rice. And rice. So there's one shite on rice you make beans. There's one shite that on rice you make beer for Adamo. There's one shite that on rice you make charcoal. Suppose that sometimes there is an argument between me and my Rebbetzin, what she should cook, whether she should cook rice or noodles. So I consider it, she considers it, oh, it's none of my business. I consider it Mila Dishmaya, because if she cooks rice, well, then I have a shaila, what brocha to make. And then I have to be sure, to make sure that I never eat rice, not in the midst of the suda, you know, because it's ishaile what brought it to me. So there is, but she considered it as Mila Dalme. So Rabbi Petterborn asked Sosvanta, "So what would be a case of Mila Dalme holidays if the question is whether she should cook noodles or falafel?" So then that's the holidays, ishaile in Mila Dalme. Anyway, so so in other words, you see, pressure comes with is idova mechura, but sometimes pressure is a good thing. So the Rabbi Shugan Korcha says pressure is a good thing. So I saw something in the Shimshon for her. In my opinion, it's one of the most remarkable gems in the Shimshon for her. It's really not necessary.
So, what about the Mandama Rishus again?
What?
The Mandama says it's a Rishus, the Tanakama.
Oh, yes, yeah, Rishus. So, Rishus means, doesn't mean Rishus like, I forgot that information. So, Rishus doesn't mean Rishus like whether to cook noodles or half. mitzvah. But the shus means the shushal mitzvah, and that is mentioned by the Sheikh, I think, Chiddush Aran. According to Rabbi Shimon, call mitzvah means chay. And according to the Tanu, it says the shush. So it means it is a mitzvah, but it's not obligatory. It's a shushal mitzvah. And according to Rabbi Shimon, really, it's a nisagomo, or bitziya beyoch nisashem, but only in the case in regard to excessive pressure. Excessive pressure. Now, guess what is it? So let me just... It's a very remarkable insight. Now, the Dibur Sarishen is, the Torah says, Lisachme beis reacho, Lisachme beishes reacho, Beyabde v'amose v'shire v'chamere v'chol ha-shoreach. Which the Sabbath is not mentioned, but the Sachmid is mentioned. So in regard to the Sachmid, the Torah spells out Beis Reacho, and Avde Amosi Shir Chamir Reacho, but also it spells out explicitly the Sachmid Eishes Reacho. Let's see the Divrei Sachmid. In my opinion, it's one of the most remarkable insights in Rav Shimon Rifoshvash, Ashkofala. The Dibros Achenis, the Torah says, V'lisach medeshes reacho, V'lisisave beis reacho, Sodeu v'abdei v'amosei v'shire v'chamere v'cholash al reacho. So it is interesting. In connection with Lisachme, the Torah spells out Eishes Reach. And what does Chende mean? Not just Taibe, but it means a Taibe that already was implemented. He already started to implement the Taibe. He already started to procure, implement the Taibe by exerting excessive pressure. So vis-a-vis Eishes Reach, what would mean? Lifluk Lisachme Eishes Reach. He has a taibe for a certain married woman, but he's not going as he shall to commit adultery. So he decided to exert pressure upon the husband. He should give her a get, and then he did it, and then he gave her a get. He didn't want at first, but then the pressure, so he became disgusted with everything and with his wife too, and he divorced her. So he's able to say. Then, when the Torah says, "Raisi sabed beis reacho," so deu beabde v'amosei sher v'chamir v'chalash reacho. But Eishes Reacho is not mentioned in connection with Taibe. So that would tend to indicate that Eishes Reacho does not come within the Yisr of Taibe. It's strange. After all, what is mochamu? Taibe of beis reacho, so deo, or taive of reishishish. Of course, taive towards reishishish, eishes reacho is much more homo. So, if the Torah mentions the love of reishisave in respect to beis reacho, so deo v'chol asher reacho, alachas kamo v'chamo, that it applies towards eishes reacho, but the Torah doesn't mention reishisave eishes reacho, reishachmo v'eishes reacho. The Torah mentions in Israel, the Rosh Hashanah, the Torah mentions Neschanon, Lisachmed Yisrecho, Lisisabe, Beis Recho, Sadeo, Baabe, Amos, Shecha, Meresh Recho. So it's quite alive. So, the contrary, it seems very strange, paradoxical. There is no Yisrecho of Taibe, Ligabe Eishes Recho, that's how it appears, only Ligabe Beis Recho, it's inconceivable. So, Shemshu, for here says, Ligabi beis reacho. So what is considered an implementation of the type only succeeds in through pressure that the owner sells in the buys, sells in the sun, sells in the canal. But if he does entertain the desire in his heart, there is no implementation. To Eishes Reacho, So Chazal the Medrash says, "Rami shekol hani beini nikoneid, kol hani beli beini koneid." So there is an isa of there is an avak of niuf, even if he is in a beli bein. So mele you don't have to exert pressure upon the husband to that he should divorce his wife, even if he doesn't do anything. But he just harbors that tithe in his heart. There is already an implementation of the tithe because of the halacha kol aneid b'libei nikoneid. So I'll read it to you in the English translation. So I saw it many, many years ago. Then I thought, maybe I make a mistake. You know, sometimes I make a mistake. But fortunately, I didn't make a mistake this time. Sometimes I do. And it's Ishmeis. I didn't remember it's Ishmeis or in Dvorim. So in Deuteronomy, verse 18, this prohibition is further extended by the term Loisisadeh, and thereby prohibiting, even allowing, the feeling of coveting anything belonging to another to arise within oneself. The wording therefore is L'isach Meideish Esreacho L'isav Beis Reacho Sebeim. Significantly, it does not say there Sisav in connection with Eish Esreacho, but L'isach Meideish. Regarding all other possession, the tithing itself is not yet a sin. It's not an implementation itself, but leads to sin. But regarding the wife of your neighbor, the tithing itself is already chemda. Thinking lustfully about the wife of another is already considered an immoral act. Your neighbor's wife is machmadin. In this case, tithing and chemda are considered identical, and so do not occur in separate categories, because in regard to Eishes Recho, you cannot visualize Taiva of Eishes Recho without Chemda, because there is always an implementation. All kinds of increased implementation, a partial implementation. I mean, he doesn't mention the Memrash. I thought that he mentioned the Memrash, but here in the translation, I don't see it. But if he didn't mention it, but the Memrash is a pro-po, I mean, Kolaneiv, believe in Ikoneiv, so there is already. The moment you entertain taive, you have an implementation, partial implementation. There are all kinds of degrees in implementation of sin. But there is already the harboring of a taive, of a desire, leishes reacho, amounts to an implementation of a taive. Because kolanei b'libei nikonei, there's the Lashon HaMashmi. Social hitting, Tochno, the offer, the Yifris Menachale, Kesat Mivorich, Inze Mivorich, Elemenoi, Valzenema, Obitsea Beach Nisadishem. So the Blessed of Nation of Nisagrini says the Obitsea Beach Nisadishem has reference to a Dayan who exerts excessive pressure upon the Baladin to give their consent to Pshor. But according to Rabbi Lezer, so the Pasuk of Pitzei Birchus Hashem has reference to someone who gazled his social chitin, and then he makes a broche. So what kind of a broche is that? Social chitin tochna v'ofa v'yifkis v'nachala keitzat mivorech that's a birchus hamitzvah. So in other words, Ligabi Mirkas HaMitzvah, if it's Bo Ba'Avere, if a mitzvah is Bo Ba'Avere, so you cannot say a broche on it, because of Bitzei HaBerech Nizad Hashem. How about Birkas HaNenim? Can you say a Birkas HaNenim HaDovar Oseh? Suppose you eat Nivere, you eat Reve, you drink Chai Nesach. You're not allowed to do it, but you do. You make a broche. Pirkei Sanhedrin, Shehakol, or whatever bracha it is. So, is it a bracha levatolet? If it's a bracha neshemonat, how about bracha lachrel? Suppose you eat nivele, or you ate pas that that was mixed with lard. You ate pas. As mechuyif the bench, he already did. Yes, he shaila. I ate pas that was mixed in lard. So, do I have to bench? So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raita. Rambam Perek Alef Melechis Broches Haloche Yuteses Kleichil Dover Osa Bein Bizodin Bein Bizgogo Ein Nivore Cholof Loi Bitzchilo Veloi Bisof Keitzat Harei Shochul Tevel Shol Divrein Oy Shoch Ivna Deisar Rabon Oy Shoch Umaisa Rishin Shalim Yitro Kameisof Oy Maisa Sheini Vehegi Shalim Yiftu Pil Choson Ein Nivore Wenn zurch lema, eben zu belohzen ist der Rabban. Wenn zurch lema, wir machen die Wille zu treffes, wo ich schosse ja in Nessach, wie chai ich sie bin. So, there is no brocha betchilo, there is no brocha betchilo. So, not only because a mitzvah comes within the loche of bitzia berg, nisa lishem, but any brocha, even because a nene. And even a brocha lachel, you could say, all right, because a nene, and if no, so in other words, you make the brocha before you're going to do the avere, Brocha lachel, we already did that there. You already did that there. Why should that be b'tzeya b'erich nizashem? So the Rambam says, no, that also comes within the halacha of b'tzeya b'erich nizashem. The Raavad is masik. The Raavad is masik. Because of the Raavad Zal, Tor b'ze toiz deilo, shal yomro shein yivorchin elo shein yizamin aleem, leima shein lehem chshives kfiyas, heil v'ichlin dobar osah, Wu kein achilas peyas, shein lo keva lizimu, aber brocho tchilo visei, lomo lo yivorchu, hoi uvinu ago. Strange expression, but he says, brocho tchilo visei, lomo lo yivorchu, didn't have it. So why shouldn't he be yivorch? Why shouldn't he be yivorch? I mean, So in other words, but Gemara says Bitzia Beer, but Gemara mentions, but then there is a Gemara Ochel Tevel, so in Zamin Olof, so it's another Aloch. There is no Zimun if there was an Achilas Issa. But the Brocha Yachayev. And but then, this Gemara, Bitzia Beer is Hashem, this Gemara is reference to Birkas Amitz, special Aloch, but Birkas Aneni has no application to Birkas Aneni. According to the Rambam, the aloha of Bitzia Berich Nitzar Hashem has application to Birkas Aneni as well. Now, Reb Meir Meir, Lenema Bitzia Elek Neged Yehude, Shenema Vayina Yehude Elochi, Elechov, Ma Betza Kinare Yisochinu, Ma betza kinarei gesochinu v'chol amvorei ches Yehuda arei zeinoiz v'al zenemar v'bitzia berich nisad Hashem. What do you mean v'chol amvorei ches Yehuda arei zeinoiz? Yehuda ato yehuducha achecho. So that is after the tshuva. But before that, so v'chol doesn't mean just bless. I mean v'chol means who pays tribute to Yehuda. So v'chol amvorei ches Yehuda. Anyone who pays tribute to the behavior of Yehuda in the Chira Seisei, when he said, Ma betza kinarek sachinu v'chisinu eidomei, ein zelam noiz. So in other words, what does it mean, kineged Yehuda? The whole posik has reference only to Yehuda. But You see, I mean, I want to see the, explain it on a shkofa level, I mean, but there's the pshat in the Gemara, I'm sure. I mean, in other words, how can we understand the whole incident of the shifting cure, I mean, as we show in barbarians, they told their brother, how can we understand it? Chas v'sholem. How can we understand it? So Rabbi Vadya Sforna says, because they considered Yehuda, they considered Yosef as a rape, because he was telling the stories to Yaakov Avinu, I mean, that the brothers were not very unsuring and everything, they already gave him machai and so on. So, after all, Yaakov Avinu, it wasn't just an ordinary father. It meant the hemshach of everything. Atzivko Adairis. So if Yaakov Avinu will, through the gossip, they felt so, that through the gossip by Esau, so Yaakov Avinu will disenfranchise them, he'll disinherit them. It's not a question of money. That means that the broches, which represent eternity, so will not be transmitted to them. So let's erade it. Erade it. So, erade it. Habol Har, Gechor Hashkin Bo'or. Rabbi Nevad Yisfon says that. And the other Mephoshim also say the same thing. So what was wrong with it? The answer is they applied the concept that Hamatorah Mikadeshes is Emtzoy. Hamatorah Mikadeshes is Emtzoy. In other words, something that is normal without a good purpose is a sin, but if you do it for a good purpose, so it's a mitzvah. And the Torah opposes this idea of Hamatorah Mikadeshes. Torah says, "These kaddishtem the isengation." So isengation, the goal is isengation. But in order to attain kedusha, you have to resort to methods, to means that are holy in themselves. Isengation, fine, wonderful, but these kaddishtem, the means also have to be holy. And Yenis Nezial explains, tzedek tirvei. So Yenis Nezial, right said it right with the picture, that many pshotim, the data harm, bezdin, yofe, and so on, all kinds of pshotim. But Yenis Nezial explains, bikushte teodif kushte. In other words, you have to aspire towards righteousness, but the methods you adapt in attaining righteousness have to be righteous in themselves. You cannot attain righteousness for unjust methods. So the Amatorim have used it. So you say, well, Esedir Halezi says, of course, that's nonsense. Because Esedir Halezi says, he's one of the Dina Torah. So it's not because Amatorim Mikadeshes is Emtzoyim, but because that's one of the Dina Torah, Esedir Halezi says. And the Ramban says, the Nefesh Chayo, has it truly, you know, Reb Chaim Elozer Bax, you know, Kal Sharov, the son-in-law of Rabbi Yeshua Lekutner, who was one of the Gilei Ador, 120 years ago. So he's Sefer Nefesh Chayo, so he discusses the meaning of Misadem Adire, so he asks a very strange, interesting question. He says, Mitzvah Abom Adire, so in other words, you guys are an Esrich. Kind mitzvah, not the kind mitzvah. So he says, why should we say Esedich HaLeis HaSeh? He should be allowed to gazle an Esrik, in order to kind the mitzvah of Esrik, and then we'll return it to him. So he says, I remember that I saw in the Sheni that an Yisseh, an HaLeis HaSeh, there is no aloha to Esedich HaLeis HaSeh. He says he doesn't remember where he saw it. But I think the Ramban says it. I think he mentioned the Rajbom, so, but probably the Rajbom mentioned the same thing. But I think the Ramban says that. I mentioned that, in other words, there is no concept of a matora makedish is mitzoy. So, as the Haris said, so, kvayim mitzises, kvayim mitzises, so, that's one of the dinator. So it's not because I'm a Torah, I'm a Kaddish Tzoy, because Esa is the Echleis Esa. But this Allah of Esa the Echleis Esa does not even apply to Nisa Mon Mechaber. They always say, I'm a Torah, I'm a Kaddish Tzoy. Now, the Ramban is in Chumash. In Deishin, the Torah says, "Ubikutzchem es ksir alzchem loisechale pasot chol mikzeya bileket ksir chol loiselakim bichalme chol loiseilil uferet kalme chol loiselakim leoni v'lagiat hazefrisom ani adishem u'tir." That's in Deishin.